Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Very excited because we got a big plan for next week. I'll tell you about that again here in just a bit. But first, it's time to do a mermaid update. You never know what happens when our mermaids mature and move on to bigger and better things. They get into the dive industry. They become professionals in the working world. They start a family, whatever. And it's cool to watch them grow, especially over the span of the last 20 years. And Mermaid Alisa is with me right now. She's down in South Florida. Alisa, how are you? Welcome.
I'm good, thank you.
You are broadening, you're spreading your wings. It's not wings, it's really tail, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Spreading your tail down there in South Florida and working with Marina at the Rec Bar. Now, I saw this on Facebook, so, for those people that don't know, the Rec Bar has this mermaid show, what, every Friday and Saturday afternoon or something like that, and families and kids and things like that come out, right? Isn't that what it is?
Every Friday and Saturday at 6:30, there's a mermaid show. Yeah. For families.
And it's become quite popular in Florida, if not around the world. And Marina does a great job with what she does. And they have these little porthole windows at the Rec Bar there. And the, I don't know, what's the hotel again? It was a Sheraton Yankee Clipper, but now it's something else, right?
Yeah, it's called the B Ocean now.
The B Ocean, okay. So they went through some renovations and things like that, and this has gotten more and more popular. But lo and behold, I see that Marina and her crew of Aquaticats, is that what she calls the mermaids in her
yep,
show?
Yep, we're the Aquaticats.
Yeah, and she has decided to do a little bit more of a mature show, I guess, a burlesque mermaid show. Is that right? Is that what I read on Facebook?
Well, it's not. The word mermaid isn't even used in it. It's a burlesque show. We're underwater burlesque performers.
Well, that sounds even more intriguing. So because Mermaid Alisa has been recruited to perform as one of these burlesque performers underwater at the Rec Bar. Is that right?
That is correct.
So you are an aquaticat. You are not going to be in a mermaid tail, but you're going to be wearing what, if anything?
we're going to be wearing sparkling, We wear bodysuits, and basically they're all like rhinestoned, and then sparkling bikinis, and just, you know, big hair and makeup, just over the top glam.
Very nice. Now the other show is still mermaids, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be a whole new thing, and this starts what, next month? Is that what it is, April, or when?
Well, the show's already started.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
She's just training. She wants to train more girls into be burlesque performers.
I got it. So, what kind of training goes into that? Is this like a striptease thing, or?
I haven't actually got that far yet.
Oh, but, okay, okay.
So, what it is I've watched the show, and it's really good. It's very tasteful. She really, after talking to her, she wanted the viewers to see, like, that we're not just mermaids, that we do have legs, and actually our legs are quite nice. And so, we have these, sparkly costumes, like I said, glam, lots of glam, and I'm still in training. I've just right now done the breath hold part, which I've kind of got down anyway as a freediving instructor. So
well, exactly. Mermaid Alisa is our yoga instructor, freediving instructor. She has a lot of skills, very flexible, And she knows how to hold her breath. And as far as the leg thing, I'm sure you are going to be a fine addition to the aquatic cats. I have no doubt about that. But as far as the training you went through so far with Marina and her crew, I mean, what has it entailed exactly? What are you doing? How do you train for something like this?
So, yeah, so basically it's learning how to perform underwater next. So I know how to be comfortable underwater. Now it's turning that into, okay, a performance down to my face, my expressions, and basically dancing. So a lot of the people she gets are dancers.
Yeah.
That she teaches how to dance underwater. She teaches them the aquatic aspect. But with me, she's teaching me like the dance moves, basically. So
You're doing the sprinkler or something, or Running Man. I don't know what kind of dance are we talking about here.
You know, belly dance moves, arms, lots of just graceful movements underwater.
Uh huh. Okay. How long of a show is this? I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's posted online somewhere too. I know there's a lot of videos popping up all over from the rec bar and Marina's crew. Yeah. But, of course, you've got to go there and actually witness it to get the full effect. Have you seen the whole show already, I assume?
Yeah, I saw the burlesque show, and each show is 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And the burlesque show is really, really fun. I mean, it's...
Now, how do they get the dollar bills through the glass? I mean, does that work?
That's saved for afterwards.
Oh, okay.
When we come out and meet everybody.
All right. There's a little meet and greet after the performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it takes about a half an hour to do this performance. And there's music and everything and dancing. And I mean, how many girls are doing this underwater at the same time? I mean,
well, the show I watched had three. It had Marina, and then it had a couple of other girls. She has a few that have been on her team for a while, and I'm still really new. I mean, we've done three training sessions together, so I've yet to meet them all. But
yeah. Well, it sounds like an amazing gig and a lot of fun. Am I right? I mean, is that kind of what drew you to it? Just like, hey, this would be something different to see if you could do it? I mean, I know you're kind of that. Yeah, you know, Elisa has that adventurous soul about her for sure. There's no doubt. And she's done some pretty cool stuff in the past already. So this definitely is going to be something to check off the list. I mean, I don't know. Is it pay good, or is it like you work for tips and things? Or
we get paid per show, and then there's tips on top of that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
okay. It's worth your while, I assume.
We work hard.
Yeah.
We hustle.
Yeah.
I've yet to do a show, like I said, but I saw them do it.
Are they packing them in here at this new burlesque show down there at the rec bar? Are they packing them in? Pretty crowded. What you've seen so far?
It was busy the night I went there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to become more popular, too. And I know, because I have quite a wide reach in the community here in Fort Lauderdale, because I teach yoga.
Right.
So when I posted it on Facebook, I literally, every day, I have at least five people asking me when I'm starting, we're going to come and see you. I had my ex-mother-in-law text me, because she's over here this weekend. She's like, I want to come and see you in that show.
Really? You actually, well, okay, that surprised me. I would assume it'd at least be five guys every hour saying, when are you doing the burlesque show at the rec bar? I'll be there.
There's a lot of that.
Anybody who's seen Mermaid Elisa out and about with us, they can relate, the guys especially. But but you're saying it's being done tastefully, so it's not really a striptease or anything. It's really a classic retro kind of thing. Marina really does kind of has found a really unique niche in this mermaid world, that we kind of cross paths with. And do you find her quite an interesting character in her own right, I assume?
Yeah, she's super interesting and super cool.
Yeah. I mean, what's been the most fun part of it so far? Do you think you've even gotten to that point?
I'm sure it'll get more fun, but just working with every week, just learning just the moves and just learning what it's all about. It's just really fun for me, really interesting, you know.
Right. Well, the girls in the show are dancers, or that's their base. So are you teaching them free diving and yoga moves, I would assume, kind of sharing that kind of thing?
I don't think I'm probably not able to teach them anything.
Really?
Because of my yoga, I have a strong background because of my free diving, and my yoga gives me a good like dancer background because of body awareness. So it should be easy to train me.
Oh, I'm sure you're easily. You're very flexible. Obviously, that helps. And the breath hold thing, I would assume you could hold your breath much longer than even them. Am I right?
You know, they all look really relaxed underwater, and that's the main thing. I don't think what the show, when you're performing, it's not really about how long you can hold your breath. It's more about how relaxed and how you can give the appearance of dancing underwater without giving that breath hold face. So yeah. Although I have a good breath hold, you know, I can hold my breath for a long time. When right. you're performing underwater, that changes everything.
So. Yes. Well, we've been on many a mermaid shoots over the last 20 years, and I can vouch for the skill of being a mermaid, especially underwater when we're trying to take pictures. It is a acquired skill. You got yes. bubbles up the nose and all this yeah. kind of stuff that you wouldn't think, eyes closed, and sometimes yeah. they look all puffy and things. It's a skill. Yeah.
It's a skill.
I know more about it than I probably should, but well, what are you going to do? Well, Alisa, congratulations. Sounds like a great thing. Look forward to coming down there and seeing you at the new burlesque show at the Rec Bar.
For sure. I hope to be trained and performing next month.
Sounds good. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left.
Party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Scuba party, scuba party.
If you want some fun, it's the only way.
Scuba party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. How that escaped my radar in almost 20 years of doing this show is beyond me. Little Richard and Scuba Party. I got to get a little shout out to, or give a shout out to Captain Patrick from the World of Boating for turning us on to that little nugget. All right, so, you know, we got Megan Heaney-Creer on the phone, and it's been a while. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Yes. It is shocking we've made it this far. And, you know, we'll be recording in Beneath the Sea this weekend. We're taping the show right now, but I wanted to catch up with Megan because I know she wasn't up in, can't be up in Jersey with us. But you're there in spirit, I have no doubt. Right, Megan?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm hoping to get to Beneath the Sea next year, but for this year, it'll just have to be in spirit.
All right, not a problem. We'll see you soon enough. All right, so I know you've been busy this past week. You know, you're in Denver there, Colorado, and I know there was a little memorial thing, or I don't know what it was. It was just a viewing of Sharkwater, Rob Stewart's film. Is that what was going on this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's screening of Sharkwater, and just kind of honoring, you know, the life and times and dedicated shark conservation work and outreach that Rob Stewart did in his lifetime. And it was put on by CUF, the Colorado Underwater Photographic Society, and down at the Denver Aquarium. And it was really great. You know, we had a panel discussion afterwards where it was put together. The panel was myself and Mickey McComb-Cobza, who's a shark scientist and with Ocean First Institute here out of Boulder. And I'm on the board with them. It's a great educational organization. And also Alex down at Fins Attached out of Colorado Springs, which is a shark conservation organization as well here in Colorado. We got a lot of divers out here. I'll tell you what, there's like huge water society out here.
Yes.
So,
well, back in the day, it used to be Denver had more divers per capita than Miami. I don't know if that still holds true today.
I think that it holds for I heard, I don't know. I haven't really, you know, put my time in on research here, but I believe it's the state of Colorado per capita has more certified divers than the state of Florida, and vice versa, that Florida has more skiers than Colorado.
We're all mixed
up. I don't know if that's true, but
it's one of those urban legend things. And
right?
Exactly. But, you know, the Colorado folks are very outgoing, outdoorsy folks, so it's understandable that they'd want to, you know, get out there and do some diving, even though they don't necessarily have, you know, sharks in the state otherwise, other than the Denver Aquarium where you were.
Right, down at the aquarium, they do have some sharks in the tanks there and things like that. But it really, you know, really was a great event, and we had, it was nice to just, you know, to talk about Rob's work and have people ask questions and just kind of get the discussion going about shark conservation and where it needs to go and where we want it to go and where we, you know, kind of see where we're headed now. So I think, you know, all in, it was really good. Obviously, it's a huge tragedy for the diving world as well as for, you know, the conservation and marine conservation in particular and things to lose somebody like Rob Stewart. But the best we can do is celebrate his life and work and, you know, pick up the torch and carry on, you know.
Absolutely.
The hard work that he was putting in. So
yeah, he really was amazing as far as the shark message he got out to the masses. It was on a level we had never seen before. And I met Rob a few times, and I thought he was just a super nice guy. One of the most attractive men I had ever met, by the way.
Following him and his work and everything like that, I actually never got to meet him in person, so I'm saddened by that for sure.
Wow. We had a face for movies,
you know?
Yeah, and I say that in a purely manly kind of way, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, Greg.
But yeah, he was a really nice guy. He was very approachable and a real nice dude, and obviously he really cared
that way.
Yeah, he really cared about sharks and things. But, you know, you're kind of...
absolutely.
You were the same thing and on a much, more appealing level to me as far I speak for the male race, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you know, but I know you're always doing stuff, whether it's, you know, for conservation efforts or just promoting diving like you were doing on Treasure Quest. What can you tell them? Can you give us any update at all on where Treasure Quest is for next season?
Oh, man, you know, I wish I could share stuff, but I'm really not at liberty to say much of anything at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have to check in on that later. I've been keeping really busy. You know, my usual form, I'm going in a million directions, but like, you know, Mach 5 in a million directions, but it's, Yeah, so it's just, you know, I'm keeping busy, and unfortunately I can't share too many of the details or any of the details really with you at this point, but there's always, you know, adventures, irons in the fire and adventures in the making here, so we'll see what takes out.
I have no doubt we'll hear about them soon enough, I have no doubt, but Megan, you know, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and you're always doing great work. I appreciate the fact that we've been friends for almost 20 years now, and maybe we can connect at the DEMA show in Orlando in November. You plan to come out for that, or is it too early to know at this point?
Yeah, if I'm in the country, I'll definitely be going to DEMA again. And, man, I really want to make it to Beneath the Sea. I have yet to go to Beneath the Sea, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I need to broaden my my convention horizons, right, and go to, like, some different trade shows.
Well, you'll have to listen in with everybody else next week when we do the official broadcast for our 20-year anniversary. But I know you'll be there in spirit, and maybe next year we'll get you up there to Beneath the Sea. But we'll connect at DEMA in Orlando.
Yeah.
We're planning some special event things for that as well, so you'll have to be a part of that, just like you did and you helped me out at DEMA show in Vegas. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know it. I always love hanging out with you guys, and it's amazing, right, that we go back almost 20 years now. So
scary.
Awesome.
We surely don't look that old.
We're dating ourselves right now. It's unbelievable.
Well,
it's
you like, don't. Yeah.
I don't feel that old.
Never. And you can go to MeganHeneyGreer.com. Is that the website they should go to connect with you, or how, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. MeganHeneyGreer.com. All my social media channel links are up there. And stay really active on my social media. And that is where the updates will be happening, as well as the newsletter you can sign up for. And I only will send it out when there's important updates to share with everybody. So you won't get spammed or anything like that. And we definitely just connect with everybody, you know, because that's how all the magic happens in marine conservation. And I love connecting with everybody out there. And so, yeah, please go to my website and hook up with me on the social media channels, and see you there.
All right. We will indeed. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, it's I am so excited because, you know, I can't wait for next week's show, our 20-year anniversary show. And, you know, it's going to be so great because we're going to be talking to a lot of our good friends in the dive industry at the Beneath the Sea show. You'll hear them all on the show. And then we have this big, big announcement to share with the world. You know, I got a lot to cover today, including Mermaid School. And I got Jerry Beatty on the line with me from Dive Training Magazine to explain exactly what he has stumbled across. Jerry, how are you, buddy, and welcome.
I'm good, Greg. Great to be back on the show. It's been a while.
It has. Well, we'll catch up some there at Beneath the Sea next week on the show, too, I have a feeling.
Oh, yes, we will. And I saw your Facebook post today, so you've got me in mystery here about some big announcement you've got.
Yes, we have a major announcement that, I'll be able to share with the world next week. I might give you a little sneak peek here before the show, but we'll have to leave it at that for now, Jerry. But it's going to be big. It's going to be huge, and it's our 20-year anniversary, so we're going to have to celebrate in style, for the show. And I'm sure you're up for that, aren't you?
Absolutely, and if it's coming from Greg the Dive Master, I know it's got to be something big.
Well, I have secured a bail bondsman just in case that I can lend all my dive industry friends, because it might be necessary.
Well, we'll get everybody together and get the bail.
For sure. All right, so Mermaid School.
Yeah, it's all your fault, too.
It's my fault.
You always had mermaids around you. The whole time I've known you, you've had mermaids.
Well,
that's impressive.
I don't leave home without them.
I'm telling you, it's the whole industry looks up to you because of your mermaid.
Yeah, well, we're going to have one that's turning 30 at Beneath the Sea. Tiffany turns 30 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I hope she doesn't mind you telling that.
Well, she's calling it her dirty 30. So what does that tell you? She didn't seem to care.
Well, anyway, I'm down in Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
I'm working on some coral nurseries.
Right.
One of the permit holders, Cayman Echo Divers.
Yeah.
Comes up with he's opening a mermaid school.
A mermaid school. All right. Well, hold the line there, Jerry, because I got to find out what this is all about. This sounds quite interesting, and we will. Together next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up, and apparently this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
I'll never know how to quite take that. But Joe does her briefings on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard and dresses up every time for him. It's quite a treat. I hope to see that October 7th when we join our friends at Explorer Ventures once again for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which will be our 20-year anniversary cruise as well. So it's going to be huge. I don't know. We might have to see if we can get Jerry Beatty to come out on that. That might be a possibility. What are you doing in October, Jerry?
Greg, I'm always up to go on a trip with you. You know that.
Well, we'll see what is possible. There are still some spots available if you want to call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. All right, so we're talking about mermaid school. Jerry Beatty came across this thing with his buddy there in the Cayman Islands. It was Eco Divers, and he was helping you with the coral restoration stuff that you guys do over in the Caymans. Is that right, Jerry?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he starts talking about mermaid school, and I'm thinking, what is that about? So I came back, did a little research. You know, there's some money in selling mermaid tails, but a dive store in Dallas, Adventure Scuba, has opened up a mermaid college. It's everything from what you would call, like, open water up to mermaid instructor.
Really?
Textbooks, certifications, everything. And I'm starting to scratch my head at this point, going, what is this mermaid thing about? So I get on Google and realize there are mermaid schools all over the world. They're in the Philippines. I mean, I found one in Ottawa, Canada.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you Google this, you'll see this. It has come across my radar before. Now, there is this whole mermaid world that we just kind of dabble in. We do it, you know, for our fun little, I don't know. It's more of a marketing shtick. I learned years ago that when we were out in public, the divers didn't want to see me, but they didn't mind seeing mermaids or pretty girls.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was just, you know, for little girls.
Yeah.
But there is a mermaid locked inside a lot of grown women out there, Greg.
Absolutely. No doubt. And we do our best to expose them when it's appropriate, and mostly when it's not appropriate. But regardless, it works on a marketing side of things. But this school, I mean, do you know anything about the one in Texas where you're based out of, or no?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed the guy.
Yeah.
Actually, Dive Training Magazine has a photographer. You know Ruth and Barry Gimbelow.
Sure, yeah.
And they are actually going over, getting photographs, getting the lowdown. Expect a piece in Dive Training Magazine coming up.
Okay. So from what you know, without giving away too much that'll show up in the article here in a few months or whenever it debuts, is it like about monofin swimming because they get, you know, have the monofin inside the tail or something? Or what do you know?
I know that is a part of it.
Yeah.
I thought that was the main part of it. Turns out there's a lot more to it than that.
Like what? What can you share?
That's about what I can share
right now.
I know there are four levels between beginner and instructor. They all have their own course manuals with their own tests.
Do they find divers drawn to this type of activity, like a female diver, or, well, even a male diver for that matter. I've come across a lot of male mermaids or wannabe mermaids that were guys. It was usually after a cocktail or two, but regardless, it made for a fun nighttime experience and a Facebook picture that I could blackmail them with any time in the future.
What they're finding, the only trend they're seeing now, is people are going into swim school. And when they get into swim school and hear about mermaids, they want to move right into that. They've also been moving a lot of the mermaid students right into open water classes for scuba.
Ah, okay. So using it as a gateway drug into scuba diving.
You got it. Mermaid. That's a great way to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would make sense. It's another outreach component for the dive industry. I like it. And but I would, you know, I know a lot of female divers, especially, that do want to learn to be a mermaid. When I bring up this idea, it is surprising how many of them want to kind of check that off the life list. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, be a mermaid. Yes, I want to do it. Oh, yeah, Scuba Radio's being mermaid. Oh, yeah, we want to be one. Of course we want to do that.
Absolutely. And anything that attracts lovely ladies, I'm going to vote for it.
Well, we want to be supportive. That's we want to make their dreams come true. That's what we tell ourselves to make it sound less dirty.
As many as possible.
Yeah, exactly. are they making some money doing this mermaid college thing in Texas? From
actually,
what you can tell,
they are, and they're getting ready to actually put it together so that they can bring other stores into it, so they don't come in blindly and wander around.
Yeah.
A lot of time. They're actually going to have a clear business plan on how to do this.
Got it. Now, you were in the Caymans when was the guy from Texas was there and you guys were working on coral restoration, and that's when he brought it up, or what?
Oh, no. The guy from Texas, actually, I heard about separately from the Cayman thing.
Oh.
Cayman was the first time I'd ever heard of mermaid school. I have to admit, Greg, the only exposure to mermaids I have ever directly had was surrounded by your mermaids.
Uh-oh. Well, don't let that ruin the whole thing for you. You know what I'm saying?
So now I'm spreading myself out a little bit.
Okay.
And reaching out to mermaids all over the world.
Yeah, are you? You're opening yourself up to a lot of headaches. Let me tell you, if they're anything like some of the things we've had to deal with over the year. But, I don't regret it. It's just, it's just one of them things. We've had our episodes over the years, but it's all been well worth the aggravation. You know what I mean? There's always a dark side to this mermaid stuff, because you could get one of these sea witches and not know it for months, and then all of a sudden, look out!
Be careful there.
Yeah, I've said too much already. So yeah,
absolutely. I was on some of those adventures with you.
So true.
So true.
Yeah, but are they doing it in the Caymans too? Is that what you saw there when you were working with the guy from Eco Divers, or what?
Well, yeah, they are definitely doing it there. He's got a whole classroom setting, and what I'm thinking I'm going to do is hook the boys in Dallas up with the guy in Cayman, and that way they can do their open water dives in a fellow mermaid school.
Oh, it would set up a referral program kind of thing, like you would do with your open water training.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, that would make sense. Do you have any idea, in Cayman, is like the opening orientation, they got to watch The Little Mermaid or something? Did you get any specifics like that or no?
I haven't gotten any. They're still being pretty tight-lipped about it, to be honest.
Really?
There's a lot of these schools popping up, like I said, everywhere. And I think they're all kind of looking over each other's shoulders. So we will have to do more investigation and revisit this topic in the future.
Okay. Well, I like the idea. You got to be careful on this stuff. I will tell you, over the years, one thing I've learned, that the mermaid tails, the outfits that you set up for these things, can be outrageously expensive. When we first started having Scuba Radio mermaids, we were spending a crazy amount of money. And let me tell you, if you go and get one of these silicone monofin tail things that you would see like Daryl Hannah wear in Splash, how much you think those things cost literally 15 years ago, Jerry? You have any idea?
15 years ago, I bet you could probably pick one up for a couple hundred bucks.
You are so wrong. Even then, they were well over $5,000.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and they're still crazy expensive. You can get a real silicone, movie-themed, type of silicone skin now for probably a little over $2,000. I know way more about this stuff than I should. You hear what I'm saying? But it can be crazy money, or you can go a little bit more on the cheap and go with like a, you know, a neoprene covered, you know, fin with, you know, there's all kinds of mermaid tail manufacturers. We have a few of them that we work with. Fin Fun is the one that we use now, and they look really nice, but they're fairly economical, actually. You can get it for $100, $150.
Wow.
Yeah. And they actually look really nice.
Wow, that's cheaper than a pair of fins.
Yeah, well, it is. So, you know, it's very easy to kind of check that box now compared to what it was back in the day where you're, you know, looking to invest a new car to be a mermaid.
Well, I think that sales look really bright for that because I just found out today they are redoing the movie Splash, and it's due to be released soon.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in it? Do we know?
I haven't found that much out yet, but it is coming.
About that. Okay, well, that could be a whole new thing. You know, they thought there was going to be a resurgence in mermaid activity when the Pirates of the Caribbean, the last film, came out, because there's a whole mermaid theme part to that film, but it ended up, the mermaids ended up being evil and started eating everybody. So I don't think it had
mermaid.
It didn't have the same effect as I think a positive like Splash movie might. Okay, well, enough mermaid stuff. Let's find out where Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to be going diving. He's always traveling around the world, and we'll find out where he's going next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey. You're a woman, no, you're a little girl. No, a nun with a ruler in each hand. You're a stick who brought you to me. Big man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Jersey this weekend. You'll hear all about it next week for our 20-year anniversary show. Good stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jerry Beatty will be there. He's on the phone with me right now. And I don't know, Jerry, I know we're going to have a huge time this weekend in Jersey, and we'll share that with the world next week. But what about after that? Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm jumping on an airplane headed straight to Curacao.
Straight to Curacao. Nice. Okay. Now. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. That was, that was right after we started Scuba Radio, 18, 19 years ago. We went there for a kids' sea camp with Margo, and I haven't been back. But we have been talking to him. Maybe I'll talk to him in Jersey and set that up. We are looking to maybe try to head to that part of the world. But what are you going down there for? Are you going to sneak in some diving, hopefully?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm going to be all over the island. I'm traveling out the West End, see those boys. There's a brand-new dive resort opening up.
Yeah.
And it's called Coral Divers, but it's not really new. Because it is actually a remodel of the old Curacao habitat.
Oh, okay. Captain Don's.
Captain Don's, franchise. Yeah. Yeah, it's been closed for several years. They've gone in, completely remodeled it, and opened it up with a brand new dive shop. So I'm going down for the dedication of that. And then I'm going to run all over the island seeing friends, trying to get wet.
Nice. Now, Captain Don's, the habitat in Bonaire was the first dive destination I went to, actually right before we started Scuba Radio. I went to the DEMA show, and I walked around, and they have all the giveaways. You know, you leave your business card, and I was shopping the idea of Scuba Radio around the DEMA show in Orlando that year, and sure enough, a couple days after the show, I got a call from Captain Don's Habitat in Bonaire, and they said, hey, you want a 5-night trip to Captain Don's? And I'm like, what? I'm like, sweet. So I went down there, and that was my first big dive travel trip. And then shortly thereafter, we actually started Scuba Radio. But I haven't been back there. And then a couple years later, we went to Curacao for the kids' sea camp. And had a good time there, and I haven't been back. So, I need to maybe. Do you got a companion pass you can get me?
Hey, we should be doing an anniversary show.
Absolutely. That would be a perfect place to go here, during our 20-year, celebration. Sure, I agree with you. We're going to have to talk to that crew this weekend in New Jersey, see if we can set that up. But you're going to go down there? Are you hitting Bonaire when you're in the ABCs of the Antilles as well, or what?
For sure. I'm hopping over to Bonaire. I'm staying at the brand new Marriott Courtyard.
Which is where exactly in Bonaire? What's special about that?
Right across the airport on the canals.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time Bonaire has had what we call a flag hotel. So if you got Marriott points saved up, you can use them.
You got a new place. Yeah, don't they have, is that where the new Margaritaville is? Or am I getting that mixed up with, I think that's
in Grand Cayman.
That's in
Cayman. We're going to have to dust off that old memory of yours there,
yes,
Greg.
Well, no, there's one in the Turks and Caicos, too, isn't it? What am I thinking? Grand Turk. In Grand Turk, isn't there a Grand, no, it's not Grand Turk.
No, I think there is one in Grand Turk.
Is it? Okay, there's one down there that I saw on a cruise thing, but whatever. Yeah.
They just bought the old Treasure Island in Grand Cayman and completely remodeled it, and it's now Margaritaville Resort.
Aha. Uh-huh. Are you going to any of those? And I don't know, I assume they have a casino where you can make a deposit.
Planning on going down the middle of April, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to do a grand tour of the place.
Wow.
And see what it's all about.
Well, you got a fun little adventure planned ahead of you, my friend. Yeah, go up and deal with the Great White North and then off to the Caribbean for a few weeks. Jeez, I wish I was you.
Hey, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right. And yeah, this is basically what Jerry does all the time. He travels around the world, and then some of the stuff shows up in Dive Training Magazine, and he just, he gets to live the life that we all want to lead. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, someone has to do it. It might as well be you.
I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. Now, are you planning to hit any other places before, say, like the DEMA show in November? Or are you going to be on the road like nonstop, you figure, or what?
I plan to be pretty well moving around. I've got Turks and Caicos to go to. I've got to get back to Dominica. And I got a few places lined up.
Wow. What about the new Explorer Ventures boat in the Galapagos? Is that on the list?
I, it hurts me to think about it because I want to be on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but the boat's not going to run for a few more months. They're still polishing it and getting it perfect. But, hey, Greg, I'm just crossing my fingers that there's going to be a reason why me and you have to go.
Well, you know, last time I was in the Galapagos is with my good friend Jerry Beatty.
We had a good time.
We had an awesome trip. That was it. We saw orcas on that trip. So maybe, I know it's not going to start sailing until 2018, but maybe we can work something out to try to recreate that magic in 2018.
We ought to be on the shakedown cruise, I think.
Okay, we could do that. That's fine. This boat is already down there, I guess, but they use it in a different capacity, but they don't start running the dive adventures until sometime in 2018. Maybe we'll get an update from Clay and the crew there at BTS, because they're up here this weekend and doing their thing. So we'll work on that. The Majestic Explorer is the name of the new Explorer Ventures boat in the Galapagos. Well, Jerry, it is always a pleasure. You got to promise me to join me for the 20-year anniversary show next week.
I'm there. You got my word.
And we have this major announcement to share with the world. I want you to be there right with me and help me out with this. It's because of the support of dive industry friends like yourself and the people listening right now that has made 20 years of Scuba Radio possible. And I love sharing the joy. You know what I'm saying? Jerry, are you in?
I'm in.
Excellent. And that will do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Remember, it's always better. Where, Jerry?
Down where it's wetter.
Indeed. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail, you know how to whale. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the fire. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.